We live in a world where people of all different income levels are living paycheck to paycheck. If this sounds like you, if you feel this, I want you to know it doesn't have to be like this any longer. I've come across 5 habits that keep people broke. Today, I want to break down what these 5 habits are and what action steps you can take to grow your wealth. Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth. Number 1, you spend more than you make. Now, this seems like a no-brainer, but this happens all the time, and it shouldn't be this way. Yes, we need to understand if you spend more money than you're bringing in each month, it's not going to end well. You will be broke. So it's critical, the action steps. If you are doing this month in and month out, you have to stop. You have to get intentional with your money and you need to create a plan. So if this is you, if you consistently spend more money each month than you make, I'm going to encourage you to really look at how you're spending your money and acknowledge there are only 2 ways out of this scenario. You either need to make more money or you need to cut back on what you're spending money on. Okay, number 2, you have a "I'll just wait" attitude. And what I mean by this is, I'll just wait to save money until I have kids. I'll just wait to pay off debt until we buy a home. I'll just wait to pay off debt until my income goes up. Whatever it is, it's a putting off till tomorrow when you're managing your money. And here's the thing, it's never a good time to start. It's never a good time. There'll always be competing priorities. So it's really important if you find yourself thinking, I'll just wait, to stop, time out, and do it now. What are the little things that you can do? How much extra can you put towards that debt to get it paid off? How much money can you save for your future in your retirement plan, in your savings to build that emergency fund? What are the little things that you can start today? And in those little actions, the momentum starts. And as you see the debt go down, the savings go up, it actually will inspire you to keep going. So no matter where you're at, just start. And the number 3 habit that's keeping you broke is taking on too much debt. Now, I get it. Things are expensive. Homes cost a lot more today than they once did. But taking on too much debt, a too big of a mortgage or too big of a car payment, or your credit card bills get too big. Taking on too much debt is a recipe for a rat race, for feeling like you can never get caught up, feeling that month to month, that stress and overwhelm. And so just don't do this to yourself. Like, understand what you can afford. So a good rule of thumb is a mortgage payment, a rent payment, shouldn't be more than 25% of your household income, okay? A car payment, you should comfortably be able to afford a car payment. It shouldn't be something that feels like a stretch to make. And better yet, get a used car. Get something as you're building your wealth. A car is not an asset that you're building. A car is a depreciating asset in most cases, meaning it's going to lose value. So get something you can comfortably afford, you can comfortably pay off, and preferably you drive that as you're building wealth. Okay, now if you're financially independent and you want a nice car, great. But I think most people that are tuning into this are looking for ways to build and grow their wealth. Okay, so having a big fat car payment doesn't make sense. Keep it manageable, keep it low stress. You know what's right for you. Okay, number four, the number four habit that keep people broke is they just don't pay attention to their money. Month in, month out, they just don't look at it. They are too busy. They have other competing priorities. They just don't pay attention. So number four, the people that just don't pay attention, I would actually encourage you to plan time in your calendar to have a date with your money. If you have a significant other, include them. Have a date. Have quality time with your money. Get intentional and do things each month that will help you build that strong financial future. It could be learning about things that you need to do. It could be tracking how you spend money, how you're saving money. It could be tracking your investments, looking at your retirement accounts, all these things of just paying attention to your money, understanding what is happening, feeling empowered with your money. So start by scheduling time in your calendar to make sure it stays a priority. Okay, number five, the fifth habit that can keep people broke is not understanding what their limiting beliefs are around money. So for most people, they carry around these limiting beliefs around money that hold them captive to negative experiences. It could be, I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. I'll never have enough money. Money is the root of all evil. All these things that can be deeply planted in our subconscious at young ages. So it's really critical to understand, number one, what those limiting beliefs are, and then be able to transform them into positive beliefs, empowering beliefs around money. So I just did a whole episode on this. So I would encourage you to go back and listen to that if you haven't listened to it and really understand how do you get out from under these limiting beliefs that can just wreak havoc, right, on our money. It's those things that we don't know about. Like we don't understand how they're connected that keep us held back with our money. So I would encourage you, dig in, understand what those limiting beliefs are, and then replace them with positive wealth beliefs for building a strong financial future. I believe no matter what your income is, that you can do things that will help you build a strong financial future. Back in the day when I had my first job, I remember making $5 an hour, and I put aside $25 into a mutual fund each month. And with $25, I started seeding my financial future. No matter what your income is, I know that there are things you can do to save for your future. And a lot of us feel like we have to have a lot of money to start saving and investing and growing our wealth. But that is simply not true. You can start saving as little as $25 a month for your financial future. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.